All right, Andrew, video game play-by-play is back. And this time, we're not going to be playing a game. We're going to be watching other people play a game very quickly.
Yes, speedruns. Some of my favorite videos to watch, especially on YouTube. I mean, they have so many speedrun videos, you know, it's of so many different games.
It's an art now. People like find ways to manipulate these games to beat them really quickly. And I can never do it.
No.
But it's fun to watch other people do it.
Yeah, it's just kind of mind-blowing to see some of the things they pull off.
And we're going to be watching Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link for the original Nintendo. This came out like forever ago, one of the first NES games. And this was kind of a weird game when it first came out because it was a really big departure from the first one. And let's see what this guy does. So we're watching Awesome Games Done Quick 2015. This is this run. And they're getting started right now. What do you think is the... Is there ever a game that you played like a lot, like so many times through, that you just were able to get through it really quickly?
I'm not so sure if I have, honestly. I don't think I've ever, you know, gotten through a game so fast or just been so good at a game and known every possible hidden, mm-hmm. you know, place to skip ahead like these guys do.
This is crazy because he's going through this cave right now. And he's not supposed to go through this cave. You're supposed to go and get like a lantern or some like light spell to light it up so you can see the enemies.
Yeah.
But these guys like memorize the patterns of it so that they can actually see it or they know what to expect.
Yeah, it's amazing to watch. A regular player would never even think of doing this stuff. You know, you just go by the rules of the game, obviously.
Yeah. I'm trying. What game do you think that you've played through the most?
Man, I don't know. I'd probably say Super Mario World.
Yeah, that's a game. Yeah, I played through that game a lot. I played through like a lot of Metal Gear Solid before, but nothing I've ever really like. I've never mastered a game like to this level before. Sometimes I freak out and I'm like, I will think like, did I spend too much of my life playing video games? What if teachers saw the hour count that some of their students like put in video games? They'd probably freak out.
Yeah, well, and these days too, like Netflix is really big with college students. Like, mm-hmm. because college students like go spend their time playing like Netflix or watching Netflix and not doing their homework or studying.
But the thing with the thing about video games, like a lot of games keep track of how much time you spend on them.
They do.
So like it'll be like, oh, you spent like 30 hours on this game so far, and like what if you just like what if I, I'm just imagining like a teacher who doesn't play video games looks at that and goes, you spent 50 hours of your life on one game instead of, like, learning a life skill?
Yeah.
I just feel bad. I can only imagine what they think.
I wouldn't care what they think.
I guess not at the end of the day.
All right, so what's going on here?
He's going into town to get a spell so he can jump really high. Big wizard, dude.
How high? It's Gandalf.
I always liked the little, like, how your sword shoots out a projectile like that when you're full health.
Yeah.
Just love walking through town with a sword. Like, he just walks out with his sword and shield in town like it's nothing. I'm just going to unsheathe it, walk around. That's how this time period worked.
All right, so we're done visiting Gandalf here.
Another dark cave.
Goes into another dark cave.
That he's not supposed to go through yet. Look at all this.
Breaking the rules. Are those invisible, like, enemies?
No, well, you have to, if you have the spell to light up the cave, you can see them. But he just knows, he memorizes their pattern, apparently.
Yes, I would say so.
All right, and he also looks at, like, the bottom of the screen, and you can sort of see their feet, is also, if I remember right. And the funny it's not like it's just one person who masters this. There's, like, a whole community around just, like, speedrunning one game.
Yeah.
Like every game has their own like community about it. Yeah. It's really nuts.
The community gets bigger every year. I mean,
yeah.
You see more and more people playing kind of games like this and even more people in the audience watching.
Like spectating video games is totally different now that there's more technology for it. You know, before you didn't really have all these capabilities to like stream your game and whatnot, and it wasn't as widespread. Now it's a lot easier to do. I mean, even systems nowadays have it built in. Their console. Look at this guy. I like how this guy's house is nothing but brick walls. Like, it doesn't have any furniture in it.
Nope. Big bad wolf can't blow it down. All right, so we're going over a bridge here.
This
with
is
water.
Like, this reminds me of Mario.
Yeah, it does. It reminds me of Super Mario World.
Waiting for like the fish dudes to pop out.
Yeah, except these fish have—they're just bones.
These are skeletons.
Yeah, they're skeleton fish. So right now there's a lot of talking going on here.
It's
a lot of visiting dark caves.
A lot of going into town. It gets really good as it goes on, and you get to some of the later dungeons.
Another cool thing with this, you know, AD or AGDQ is that, you know, they do fundraising.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. They've had a total of $293,000. Over $293,000.
I'm pretty sure they've raised over $1 million last year for that, yeah. For this one, and they've raised a bunch more.
I mean, they do it for good causes, too. So, I mean, it's...
My favorite runs are, like, the gimmick runs. Like, they had one where two guys played through Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, and they did it blindfolded.
That's insane.
And they both beat it.
That's insane.
That's nuts.
It's insane.
That's what I love, stuff like that. It's so fun.
What do you think your favorite speedrun is?
Oh, I don't know. It's really hard to tell. Like I'm always watching new ones every year and seeing,
yeah.
and liking new ones a lot. The ones I don't like are like Pokemon.
Nah, I don't enjoy those either.
Those are kind of boring. I like the platforming games that require like a lot of jumping and like reflexes and whatnot.
One of my favorites to watch is probably Super Mario 64.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
Just
guys have gotten that down.
The insane jumps that people pull off just to save so much time. It's unbelievable.
And how they memorize just like all the geometry of the environment. Like, you know, if you're just playing Super Mario 64, you got to like position the camera.
Yeah.
And you got to like figure out, you got to like think about your jump. These guys are just like going through, like they do like the slide and all that shit.
All right, so we're in another dark cave here.
Dark cave, the game.
Yeah.
Sweet Hops by Link.
Yeah, he visited Gandalf again.
two universes colliding.
It's all right.
One time some girl asked me if I still played Nintendo, and I was like, this is when I was like in junior high. I'm like 23 years old and I'm still playing Nintendo. I don't think I'll ever grow out of video games.
Nah.
Why not? Video games will never reject me. As long as I keep putting money into them, they'll never say no to me.
I've been waiting for you for months to get a Wii U so I could just come
I'm
over.
Waiting to get some money, so I can't wait. I'm gonna
just
like,
so I can come over to your house and play Mario Maker.
God, I know, man. That's a life goal right now. If I had a contract, or if there was like a some sort of, if I was so desired by some workplace and they were willing to give me anything I wanted as like a signing bonus,
you would say a Wii U.
I would say a Wii U with Mario Maker. That'd be ridiculous. Like my number one thing. That's a nice signing bonus. If I played in the NBA, signing bonus. Just give me $300 for a Wii U. Not LeBron. I don't need LeBron James money. Kind of want to play 2K now.
Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link in the Dark Caves.
Bop, bop. A lot of jumping and just... jumping and hitting.
Yeah. Jump attacks.
Helm Splitter.
The heck is that guy?
A little goblin dude just runs right at him. Look at that move. He noticed that both of them run each side of him.
Have you played this game?
I have, but I've never beaten it. I have not gotten far in it.
What's your favorite Zelda game?
I like Twilight Princess a lot.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's a little bit of a... I know it's one of the lesser well-received ones, but I like that one a lot. I remember I got a Wii... for a graduation present in 2011 when I graduated. I got a Wii, and I got Super Mario Galaxy 2 and Twilight Princess. I got a Wii late, but...
You did get a Wii late.
I got one.
I think the year it came out.
Or
the year after it came out.
And you know how you have like the little play log that tells you how much time you have on the Wii? I spent 7 hours one day playing Twilight Princess in one session.
Good lord.
I know. I don't think I've ever played a game that long before. teachers, if any teachers are listening to this.
I played Super Mario Galaxy one day. Not that long, but quite old.
Oh, man.
I remember going in the day that Super Mario Galaxy 2 came out. I think it was a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I went on like Sunday morning and I bought it. The day it came out.
One of the best. One of my favorite games ever.
Oh, and I played for hours, dude.
One of the best games ever.
I love Galaxy 2.
It's great.
Usually, like, the sequels don't match up to the original.
It's better.
It's better, yeah.
It's better. They improved on it in every way. I played 1 after I played 2, and it was fun, but it didn't stick with me like 2 did.
Yeah.
Now I want to play that.
As far as my favorite Zelda game, I'm going with Ocarina of Time.
Okay. That's a good one. That's the usual response for that one.
Cliche, but...
I don't really like Skyward Sword very much.
No.
I don't like all the motion controls for it. It just frustrated
me. I'm not really a fan of the whole motion control, honestly.
I would get frustrated because I would try to do like an up strike. Because like the guy, like the enemies would like block horizontally or vertically and you had to strike accordingly. And I would like, I'm doing this. Register it like that.
My Wii actually doesn't work anymore for whatever reason. I just noticed that because
really?
I tried playing it like a week ago and it quit on me.
What were you going to play?
What?
What were you going to play?
Oh, shoot. I think I might have been playing. I think I was thinking about playing Galaxy.
Never a bad option.
Yeah. So we're about 10 minutes into this speed run here, a little over 10 minutes. Still doing same olds in caves here. Just got a magic potion.
See. Let's skip ahead and see how it looks like in the later dungeons because it gets... It's kind of intense. And you can tell this is a serious speed run because the guy running it is not saying a word.
No. That's when you know that.
That's when you know
it's
like,
just pure concentration.
GDFR, as we say in the 62301, going down for real.
Okay, Flo-Rida.
Little shout out to Flo-Rida.
His song is the theme song this year for WrestleMania.
Which song is it?
I think it's called My House. That's a new song. It sucks. Let's be honest. It's Flo-Rida.
Hold on. I want to look this up.
Nothing like some improv, folks, as we're watching.
Flo-Rida,
My House. It's the first one that I yep.
All right. Let's mute this real quick.
You'll get to listen to this too, listeners.
No, they won't because we can't actually. We're not supposed to play music. They won't be able to hear it. We're going to play this real loud.
First line, open up the champagne pop.
It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins.
Paige would probably like the song.
Why is that?
Because it's just my house and she's always saying
Yeah, that's right.
It's my house. It's my house, man. It's my house.
British people. I think I...
Okay, hey, I don't hate British people, man. I love Harry Potter, though he's not really a real person.
I'm culturally accepting of all ethnicities.
Not all people are, Randy.
Well, thanks for saying that. I gotta edit that one out. Let me see what time that was said. And
you don't have to edit it out.
It was about 13:20. All right.
Okay. You don't have to edit it out. All right, now we're back to what really matters here.
No, look at the falling blocks. Man, like, the little pellets are very, like, distracting almost. How there's just, like, little squares. Got the little red knights. Thought I heard something in here.
No. Paranoia. What is this?
Turned into a fairy, went through the keyhole.
Oh, yeah.
Fairies go through keyholes.
Yes, they do. You're absolutely right, though. The guy playing this game has not said a word.
Dude, he looks like he's, like, a foreigner who's just, like, Ivan Drago concentration. Just
his forehead is extremely shiny.
It's probably sweating. It's probably just sweat just dripping from his forehead. And
some pure concentration. Another thing about these speedruns, while the guy that plays is, like, extremely quiet, he's always got, like, his sidekick there to, you know, explain every little detail that's going on.
Yeah, all the guys know what he's trying to do.
Yeah. But you always have that one person that has to just sit there and explain it, even though everybody, like, They've probably, like, everybody sitting in that audience has probably played this game. That's why they're there watching him play.
Yeah. Speed run. But they did point out some good stuff. Like,
they do.
Like, because there's some weird manipulation going on with how they're trying to get the game to behave. Whoa. Tights quarters here. What I want to do is I want to do commentary over esports. And the best part, I think it's better when you don't know what's going on. When you just say, like, what you see.
You want to do commentary over what?
Over, like, esports, like, fighting game tournaments and Dota and stuff like that. Because not everyone's an expert. What are we at here? 15. All right, let's go near the end here. See what he's got going on. More dark caverns. Awesome.
Over $300,000 in fundraising.
Yeah, they raised $70,000 over the course of this run.
And 50 minutes.
How much money have we made past hour and a half we've been in the studio?
$0.
We haven't made any money. It's a Q thing.
Yeah. It's not a compliment.
Gonna fight a big dragon coming up. Dragons are cool. You ever think about, like, dinosaurs? And what if, like, dinosaurs were still around?
I mean, I've had dreams about it.
Really?
But only after, like, only because I've watched, like, Jurassic Park that day. I'll dream about it, yeah.
What do you think? Like, what do you think would happen if dinosaurs were around? Would it just be utter chaos?
It would be, yeah. We wouldn't be on top of the food chain. We'd be.
That's scary.
A lot of people would get killed every day. Because if you have dinosaurs, you're going to have carnivores, not just the leaf eaters.
That's like, what if you were just like, what if you discovered dinosaurs again? Like, what if you were just like walking in a park and you see like a little dinosaur just like eating leaves or something? And you didn't know it was a dinosaur initially until you looked at it?
And I'd run. Like, be like, oh god.
Like, I would like be tempted to call like a park ranger or something. Like, we gotta make these dinosaurs extinct before they like.
What's a park ranger gonna do about it?
No! I don't know what a park ranger. I don't know who the proper dinosaur hunting authorities are, but I'm saying, like, if I'm in a park, that's probably gonna be my first go to.
Did you ever see Jurassic World?
I did not.
It's a crazy movie.
What happens at the end?
The T-Rex comes back and kills the just absolutely ginormous other. It's not even a T-Rex. It's like a hybrid between a T-Rex and a raptor and some other kind of breed, but it's just, it's insane.
So the dinosaurs are good in that movie?
The T-Rex is good in that movie. Okay. The other dinosaurs are not good in that movie. They kill a lot of people.
This is like it's intense. Is the government doing like experiments on?
Well, the people in Jurassic World, they did an experiment and they created this hybrid of, like, all the biggest carnivores. And, I mean, this mother freaka was a bad dinosaur. It did not kill to eat. It killed for pleasure.
Hold on. I want to see if we can find the ending to Jurassic World. Jurassic World ending. Some bootleg footage here. Does this look like it's part of the actual movie?
Yes.
All right. Tell me if I've gone too far.
I'd say this.
All right. Is this the bad dinosaur?
No, that's the T-Rex.
Okay, that's the good. Why is he chasing her?
Well.
Is he just following her?
Yeah, well, he's going to attack her for now until he sees this one. This is the raptor, like, hybrid with the T-Rex.
Oh.
It's the bad dinosaur that's been, like, killing everybody the entire movie. The T-Rex just got let out. The T-Rex hasn't been in the movie the entire time until now.
Oh, okay. So she's, like, trying to, like,
guide him
to this dude.
And that's, like,
that's the hybrid?
Yeah.
Okay. She's like, I summoned T-Rex.
It's Ash.
It's a good take on the Pokemon formula.
But see how it's, like, a raptor? Like, look at its, like, claws. Like,
oh, okay.
It's got, like, a raptor's, like, arms and claws. Nothing like Chris Pratt.
Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, I didn't.
I saw that. I like, oh, hot damn.
some intense action.
Some neck on neck.
No hickeys are going to be left there. It's just going to be purely scars.
A little public display of affection there between the T-Rex.
Oh, it's just Battle Royale.
A lot of foreign objects being used in this.
And this is Triple H versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
And it's hard to tell which one is which.
Yeah, not exactly good quality here, though.
Well, they didn't make them distinct enough. They look very similar.
No, they definitely did. I watched this on pretty good. I mean, I can tell, but I've seen it.
Right.
Well, they're the one dinosaur's in the entire movie, so okay. You see that dinosaur a lot to where you can tell that it's different, the difference.
Who the hell is this lady? There's a third dinosaur.
No, it's the same dinosaur.
Oh, is it? Okay, never mind.
Oh, wait, no, is that a raptor? Yeah, oh, yeah, the raptors. There's a lot going on in this movie that you just...
Damn. Okay, so is she like
the guy? The guy, well, no, the guy in the movie, like that's Chris Pratt. He's like the raptor tamer.
Okay.
So he can like he can train these raptors. So he trains them to attack the bad dinosaur instead of the T-Rex.
Okay.
But since they like during the movie, since the T-Rex is like a T-Rex raptor hybrid, like. Since it had like raptor genes, it was able to communicate with the other raptors and get it on its side.
Oh, okay.
And they all those like that big one, and then all the little raptors would like attack the people until the raptors got under control. I guess I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's just something you'd have to watch.
There's a lot of genetics in this.
Yeah,
movie.
It's very scientific.
This is probably the part that I would like the most. Then
yes.
Oh,
oh yeah, I didn't even. What? I didn't even.
What
mention
the hell
that.
Is that? Is that a shark dinosaur?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of an alligator-ish thing, too, but yeah.
That's what they should call this. A Jurassic Park shark dinosaur.
Yeah. Extravaganza.
Strikes back. So is that it? Is that how he dies?
Yeah, that's how that thing dies.
So really it was the main good guy is the fucking shark dinosaur.
Well, I mean, the T-Rex is good, too.
Well, he just got his ass kicked. Like, he didn't really do anything.
He did it, too. He fought that thing, too.
He got his ass whooped, and then the fucking raptor came in and like, caused a distraction, and then the shark dinosaur came out.
What would have been really funny is if the raptor had just, like, been acting the entire time right there and then attacked the main actor and killed him, and that was it. Like, if the raptor all of a sudden would just, like, start attacking him. I think that'd be funny, but I'm a dark humor kind of person.
And he just
instead he just runs away.
Okay, he's like, no, don't. Chris Pratt's like, nah, dude.
Nah,
please don't.
Here. Yeah, no, he's not. Please don't. He's like, don't, because you got to be firm.
PLZ, don't.
Well, that's how like people. That's how like the circus like tames lions and stuff like that. You can't show any fear. You have to show dominance.
What happens if I Jurassic Park shark dinosaur?
What was it?
Let's see. Whoa, what the hell is this fish? Dude, this YouTube video is nuts. Just some pics of the...
Yeah.
Shark dinosaurs.
Yeah, so we've gone completely off topic here.
And this guy, the Zelda speedrun, he's another dungeon. There's some flying horse heads coming at him. He's almost near the end, it looks like.
Yeah. There's only 3 minutes left in the video.
No, there's like, yeah.
There's only 3 minutes left in the video.
Let's see the final fight. People clapping, something's going on here. Oh, here we go. This is the last boss. It's Dark Link.
Yep.
It's a doppelganger. See how he comes, combats this dude. He just goes to the edge of the screen and just keeps... Wow.
Yeah. He's taking care of business pretty easily.
I've heard this is actually a pretty hard boss fight if you try to like fight him normally. If you don't know how to do that. Wow.
Easy win there.
An hour it took
to a smattering of applauses. All that for pretty much an easy boss fight.
Shark dinosaur comes out and kills Dark Link.
Yeah. The real highlight of this video was Jurassic World, folks.
Really? That's really what we should be focusing on is more Jurassic Park lore. What if I typed in Jurassic Park dinosaurs? See if there's any crazy dinosaurs that come up.
Like just the ones from the movie, I would assume.
Just from the most recent film. We should figure out, like, what if the government could, like, create dinosaurs?
Why the hell would they want to create dinosaurs?
To use them, like, to, like, you know, against terrorists and stuff like that.
But the dinosaurs are, they can't be trained.
Would it, well, yeah, but you could, like, put, like, a cybernetic chip in their brain and, like, get them to behave.
No.
Robot dinosaurs.
No.
Think about it.
No.
If we had
I'm shooting that idea down.
If we had robot dinosaurs, we'd never have to send a soldier overseas again. Who would ever screw with us?
What if the other people get to the dinosaur, jail it, take out the chip, put their own chip in, and make it their weapon?
Impossible. They couldn't tame it.
That's what I'm saying. We couldn't even tame the dinosaur. You can't put it. No, it's just, it wouldn't work.
Foreign policy.
It wouldn't work. Well, that's why you're never going to be president.
That's fine. I don't really want the it's a tough job, really.
It is a tough job.
Not really ready for that yet.
Yet. You say yet.
Well, you think you'd
ever be ready for it?
I mean, do you think anybody ever knows they're going to be president when they're 23? You got to be like 34 or something to even run.
No, you have to be 35 to be president.
Well, close enough.
No, it's
34.
You should know that. You're a freaking citizen of the United States of America.
Well, tell the government. I don't care. Go ahead and deport me. Gosh, I'll go take my free health care over in Switzerland or whatever the fuck. Why does it matter?
Switzerland.
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Fuck you.
Well, 34 is such a weird age. Why would they be 34?
Why would you expect me to memorize that? Like, that's nothing that I ever...
Because you're an American citizen.
What does that have to mean? Like, I learned that, like, maybe in grade school one time. How many times are you confronted with that every day of, like, you have to be 35 to run for president? How many times are you confronted with that?
Every day, because I want to run for president, because I want to own this bitch.